Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 28th of March 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be your Master Almighty Authority, who always maintains zeal and enthusiasm by being constantly full of experiences. Experience is the greatest authority of all. Become full of the experience of every virtue, every power and every point of knowledge, and the sparkle of zeal and enthusiasm will constantly be visible on your face. Now together with listening and speaking knowledge, space play a special part of being an image of experience, Anubhavi Murt. Those who have the authority of experience will constantly experience themselves to be souls who are always full. Just as seed is full, in the same way, because of being full of knowledge, virtues and powers, you become Master Almighty Authorities. So Baba is telling us to become what? Embodiment of experience or image of experience, to be full of experience, and experience is the greatest of all the authorities. So what all things we have to experience in this Brahmin life? Baba is telling to experience every point of knowledge, to experience every power, to experience every virtue, to experience every secret of this knowledge. This is the deepest, most clandestine of all the knowledges. So experience each and every point of knowledge, every virtue, every power. What else? We have to become an image of experience or embodiment of experience. What all experience we want to have? We should have rather. Experience of God's love. Deep experience of God's love. Experience of bodiless stage, experience of subtle world, experience of the supreme abode, experience of the entire cycle, experience of God's canopy, experience of God's support, God's help, experiences of Baba's, getting lost in Baba's love, experience of Madhuvan, experience of Baba Milan, God's company. Yesterday we discussed all the different points about company. So experiencing God and His company, experiencing love of Brahman family, then what else? Experiencing what? What we have to experience in this spiritual life, during the spiritual safari of ours? What all experience we want? Experience of super sensuous happiness, atindriya sukh, anubhav. Then what? Anubhav? Yeah? Deep silence. Experience of deep silence. Experience of solitude. Experience of introspection. Experience of powers. Virtues. All powers. Not just one power. Just now we were discussing about power to tolerate. So experience this power in all its dimension. So the experience of all powers, experience of all the virtues. The virtues are not just to list and to learn by rote. No, we need to experience each and every virtue in all its ways, in all its different dimensions. Then what else? Relationships. Experience what in relationship? Okay, experience of all relationships with Baba. Not a single relationship should be. It should not happen that we have not experienced this thing. We should have all experiences. Recently I had been to one place, and there we had given one task to one group to consider Baba as mother or a child. Okay, so that mother came and she narrated so beautifully. The Baba comes in the morning and says, "Mummy, mummy, are you remembering me now?" And every time while I am eating, and then again my child is coming, "Mummy, mummy, have you done this? Mummy, mummy, have you done that?" So she says, she said that I have made Baba my my child. We have that relationship, no? Relationships, different relationships with Baba. You can consider any, take any one of these relationships, or and then you start churning it. You start having that relationship with Him, and you will have tremendous good experiences. There's one relationship, Baba is my driver. You know, one of the brothers, driver or he never allows my, he drives my vehicle in such a manner that that challan, that is, I never have to pay that. My driver is such an expert driver. So, you know, any relationship you can take, he's my friend, he's my father, he's my financial consultant, his gardener, his guide, his husband, his lover, valentine, bridegroom, boatman, bodyguard, beautician, brother, elder brother, anything. So many different relationships we have. So experiences of all relationships with one father. Then what else? Experience what in this Brahmin life? Of success in every service. Success in service. Experiencing success in experimentation of yoga. Experimentation of sankalp, shakti. Then of success, of victory at each and every step. Then what else? Satisfaction. Then experience the very nature of the soul, how the soul is eternal. Recently, Murli, it is coming. Just as you are eternal, Father is eternal. Just as you are embodiment of Shant Swarup, Father is also embodiment of peace. So, experiencing the deepest core values of soul. You know, Baba used to give a task to Dadis when they were small. Just go to different places and sit only with one Soman. I am an eternal soul. That's it. And try to experience that eternity of the soul. I am an imperishable soul, Avinashi Atma. Just experience this for 1 hour, only one thought. I am an eternal soul. So this will help you break body consciousness. So experiencing core nature of soul. Then what else to experience in this Brahmin life? Yeah, drama. How drama is moving perfectly. How everything is going on so well in this drama. Without interfering. As a detached observer, experiencing the stage of detached observership. Sitting and watching. Not interfering into anything. Things are happening, let them happen. They are flowing. Nothing is permanent here. What is now will not be there tomorrow. So, remain unaffected. So experience of the detached Sakshi Sthiti Sakshi Bhav. So that is also experience. Now, how to have whatever experiences we have, how to deepen those experiences. Or how to have these experiences, all of these. What we have to do? How do we gain experience in Brahmin life? For example, God's love or relationships. Practice. Keep on practicing. It's not that experience will come to you hands down. No. Sometimes it takes time. You have to make practice. You have to do some writing work. You have to go in solitude, in silence. Sit alone. Churn. Discuss. This knowledge should be there all the time, churning within you. So, after that, and then keep on telling in today's Murli, if you do Vichar Sagar Manthan, there would be some points which would suit you, fit you, and you will like, and then you will like to tell others. So, doing that, churning knowledge, experiencing all the relationships. For example, if I take one relationship out of these many, for example, Baba is my laundryman, he is my dhobi. So, what all things are there a laundryman does? So, he is doing the same with me. There's a lot of dirt here, so he's washing it. So thinking in that manner, and then giving some time, going in silent. We should have some self-imposed silence sometimes. That this is my bhatti, few hours, 2 hours bhatti for me. That will help you gain more experience. What else?
Creativity,
bringing new things. Thinking what are the things which I have not experienced till now. Making a list of those things. Yes, this is one thing which I have not experienced in my Brahmin life. What is that? For example, super sensuous bliss. Uninterrupted super sensuous bliss. One. Second, happiness. Uninterrupted happiness for 24 hours. Probably this is a thing I have not yet experienced. Third, love of this Brahmin family. Probably I have not experienced it. because after seeing a lot of negativity, probably I have lost that touch. Then, what else I have not experienced till now? Stage in Paramdham, bodiless stage, seed-like stage, seed stage for a long time. Then what else? This, you know, spinning the discus of self-realization, Swadarshan Chakra. Baba has said in today's Murli, Baba has given definition of a Brahmin. What is the definition? Brahmin is one. If suppose these two things are not there, that person will not be called Brahmin. First is Swadarshan Chakra and second is Manmanabhava. If you have these two things, then you are Brahmin, otherwise you are not. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has said that. So you have to become, have both of these things. So experience of Swadarshan Chakra and experience of Manmanabhava. Experience of getting lost in Baba's love. Combined form, experience of combined. Then? Angelic stage, huh? This is such a good thing. Angelic stage, experience of Sakash. Experience of having that body of light, that angelic body, astral body, and moving around. Experience of moving around the globe and sending out vibrations. So this is experience. Then what experience? Experience of death, yeah, right. Experience of death. To see one's death whilst alive will extinguish all the fears of death. The sannyasi is the one who sees his own death. He knows this body will not persist. So he is unafraid. He is not scared of anything. Nothing can scare him. Death is just a plaything for such a soul. So experience of death whilst in this body. It's a very good thing. So experience of death, experience of being angel, experience of seed stage, experience of Saman, experience of Baba's love, Baba's care, Baba's protection, different relationships, and then family, experience of success in service, doing service and then getting success. This experience. What else? It is the greatest authority, Baba said. Anything else? Arvindai? What experience? Anubhav? Which Anubhav? Okay, what experience? We said that. What experiences? What are the missing experiences? You can write a note on this today. What are the missing experiences in Brahmin life? This is a good topic. Missing experience which I have not experienced till now. And others keep on telling me, oh, I had this and I had that and I feel, oh, inferior, I never experienced this. Not touching. People keep on telling, no? Because Baba has given me this touching and Baba has given me that touching. So, whatever. But what are the missing experiences in my life? In spiritual life, in spite of being experience of purity. What are my experiences of purity? If suppose somebody comes and tells me, oh, what are your experiences of purity? What I will tell? I have no experience. So, soul consciousness, soul conscious vision, atmic drishti, experience of atmic drishti. That is also an experience. So, what are the missing experiences in my Brahmin life? Think of them, churn on them, and if you find few, then try to get them as much as possible or get help from others. How to feel healing power. That's a big topic. Healing. We have spoken about them in the past. We'll discuss this at some other, maybe tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Okay. So even, yes, this is also another topic. In illness, how to heal the body. In illness, how to tackle the body. Recently in Gyan Saroor, yesterday or day before yesterday, we discussed this topic in great detail. When suppose a small illness, cough and cold. But that brother told me, because of this cough and cold, 3 days my Amrit Vela was not good. And 3 days I couldn't do good service. Now tell me what one should do when one gets simple URTI, upper respiratory tract infection.
I request you to take this healing power tomorrow.
We'll see.
I am for a very short period.
Yeah. Okay. Om Shanti.